Hinesville, Arkansas, population 75, surrounds Old Highway 412. As you drive north, you'll pass an antique store on your left. To the right, an Arvest loan office. And just next door to that is the Ponderosa Valley Inn Cafe. Engraved in the rock above the door is the date of construction of that building, 1933. It has been many things, from a feed store to a grocery. But as far back as I can remember, that's about 30 years, it's been the Valley Inn Cafe. The recession made times tough for everyone, but especially those running a business in a rural town, and the Valley Inn closed in 2010. Last June, Sharon Evans, along with her husband, reopened the Valley Inn in an effort to revitalize the community.
And try to bring revenue into the community because it's kind of died down because of the bypass. So we decided we would redo it and open it up and see what we could do with it. So that's where we're at right now.
The bypass she's referring to is a new 412. It takes travelers around Hinesville rather than through it. Many of the diners come from areas far and wide, like Bella Vista, Red Star. And last week, they had a visitor from Romania. Growing up out Highway 45 east of Fayetteville, I stopped in for the famous pie when traveling to Eureka Springs. When the remodeling began in the beginning of 2013, there was much anticipation for the restaurant's opening.
When we were working on it, people would come by every day. How long is it going to be before you open? You know, there's actually apartments in the top of the valley here. And so we actually fixed one of the apartments already for rent, and then we'll have two more eventually.
Serving home-cooked cafe-style meals, Sharon bought the business from her niece. And being from Lowell rather than Hinesville, she had to call in reinforcements when asked about the history of the building and the Valley Inn.
Now, I'll tell you, somebody that can tell you the whole history of the valley is A.T. Smith. And he knows everything about it, when it was and what year it was. I can actually check and see if he could come over. Because across the street.
The general store?
Yeah. Hey, you got a minute to talk to a reporter and give her the history of the valley? All right. Well, no, you come over here. She's going to talk to Lila, too.
A.T. Smith was born and raised in Hinesville and owns and runs the general store. It's across the street from the valley and up a little ways. He primarily uses the space for an office these days, but still sells fertilizer and feed. I asked A.T. if he had always had the general store.
Well, always since 1956. I bought the store in June of 56. My brother owned it 4 years before that, and Connor Mayfield owned it 28 years before that, and that was Limebarger's Dry Goods across the street there, the next door. And Connor had dry goods, and he didn't have many. He had some groceries, but not a lot, but Buck had the groceries over here.
A.T.'s great-great-grandfather was a man named Jimmy Schmidt from a small town in Germany.
And he came to New York, and he had a son, 11-year-old boy named Andy. Andy migrated to Kentucky and married Abigail Hines. Her brother was John Hines, and John Hines owned this land here. And they came here in 1828 in a covered wagon. Along about the same time, the Fitches and the Vaughns came in.
You can still see signs that say Fitch or Vaughn when in Hinesville. A.T. says this is the best farming land in Madison County, and that the bank, formerly the Valley Bank and Loan, plus the Valley Inn Cafe, were both named after the beautiful long valley Hinesville rests in. As long as he can remember, there has always been a restaurant in the town.
Oh, yes. The post office is over across the street. Of course, I changed the front in that building. The side shed over on the right was originally put on there for a restaurant or cafe. And at one time, there used to be a garage right down here. And on this side of it was an old tin building. You remember the tin that was checked about 6 inches square everywhere? It had it on the ceilings and on the walls and everything. That was a cafe. And that got moved out to my farm. It's still out there, and it's on my farm now. It's the bottom had rotted out of it, so we just wired across with wire and poured concrete up. It's still there.
The Valley Inn Cafe has had many different owners over the years, but has been in this location for several decades. The apartments above the restaurant we mentioned earlier were, according to our local historian, A.T., used to store horses and buckies and plows.
Originally, it had an elevator back here that they pulled up with ropes, and upstairs they kept wagons, plows, everything, all kinds of hardware and stuff like that. And then Buck Vaughn wound up with Jim's dad, and he ran it, you might say, my lifetime until he sold out. And then Frank Fetters and Mildred ran it for a long time. I don't know, there may have been somebody in between, but then Shipley, I can't remember what his first name was. He ran it with the last one that had a store that I remember here.
A.T. says he never was good with names, and now more than ever, he isn't. The Valley was opened by Lloyd Lewis's wife, who needed income after Lloyd died. Not long after, she herself had a heart attack, and her daughter, Sharon, took over for a few years, leaving the Valley to be purchased by Pat and Jim Vaughn, who ran it for 18 years. You know those famous pies? The ones with the tall, light brown meringue perfectly formed atop coconut or banana cream? Those are still made by Lila Ruth Rolls, who helped make the pies with the Vaughns all those years ago.
Pat's mother, she did a lot of the, made the crust, and Patsy would make the filling. And then when I came in, well, a lot of the time, you know, I put a lot of them in. Dolores Pascal put them together.
As I stared at two beautiful pies cooling on the counter, one lemon, one coconut, I had to ask Lila about her secret to a perfect meringue.
Well, I sprinkle a little bit of salt and put cream of tartar in it. The salt takes up the moisture. And I whip them, and I don't put a whole lot of sugar.
Jackie Carter does the cafe-style cooking, though she wouldn't give her secret for the meatloaf you can get each Thursday. It's a family-like place, and you can make a request, and she'll most likely fulfill it. The Valley Inn looks a lot like I remember it, with a nickel Coke machine and a long counter with wooden tables around. But owner Sharon Evans says much effort was put into its rebirth. In an effort to further keep the community together, the walls of the second and larger room of the cafe have been sponsored by or decorated by members of the area.
This is the crossbow wall that we actually have, and Patsy Vaughn actually was a Beauette in the picture here. The center picture was actually taken by Dr. Tom Coker, who's no longer with us. I can't remember the year he passed away, but his sons are both orthopedic physicians in Fayetteville.
Resident Cornelia Davis has sponsored a wall in honor of her kids who are ropers. Barnes Forest State Auction has a portion. The end wall belongs to Sharon's niece, a rodeo girl. The Springdale Fraternal Order of Police is a supporter and has a wall. All the frames in the room were made by a close friend. And on the back wall, resting on an old antique organ, are pictures of old Hinesville.
The old Ellenberger family home, the old post office, the Copeland house. Then these are actually some of the old houses that actually belonged here in Hinesville. There's the Fetter Grocery. And that picture there was Hinesville before 1900. And then the picture on the side.
Incorporated decades ago in order to secure a gas line, Hinesville currently has a mayor. A.T. Smith says that without successful business and a restaurant, the town may not last.
I run a store, and Jim Vaughn's got an antique store, and they pulled the bank out. It's a loan office now in the Valley Inn. And I was talking to Don Anderson the other day. He had cancer. And I said, hey, we can't all die. Hinesville blow up and blow away, and that's about right. When we're gone, that'll probably be it.
The Valley Inn's winter hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. On Saturday nights, you can get catfish. Come summer, they hope to be open every day. You can find them on Facebook at Ponderosa Valley Inn. This is Ozarks at Large.